Today, on Back to Health.
When I first started chiropractic care, you know, I owned sports injury centers for 15, 16 years, so I've dealt with a lot of athletes. So, you know, I know that rehab aspect. Although sometimes when you have a disc herniation, the rehab comes second. You got to calm that disc down. We want to draw that disc material in. And then once we could get it moving better, then we start with those core exercises and get that area strong. Because a lot of times with the disc herniations, these people can't move. They can't get on the floor and do any exercises. They're just in too much pain. But yeah, having both these backgrounds definitely helps us with these types of, especially more severe injuries.
Hi, I'm Dave Dino. Welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Farrino, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. Dr. Farrino is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spine care. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing time at work. These next few minutes, they really could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medications. Today, we're going to talk about relieving frequent and chronic back pain without the use of surgery. So, Dr. Farrino, first of all, it is, as always, a real pleasure for me to share this time with you because I know that you're going to help a lot of our listeners who right now are living with pain.
Thank you, Dave. Enjoy being here and looking forward to our program today.
I'd like to compare back surgery to spinal decompression for just a moment. If a doctor recommends back surgery for a herniated or a bulging disc, what are they going to try to do with surgery?
Well, there's different surgeries out there and some more aggressive than others. You know, sometimes they may do something like a microdiscectomy. So now they're just going in and it's a small incision and now they're going in and they're just cutting out the piece of disc material that has herniated into the canal. So that's a more small, hey, if you had to have surgery, that's probably the safest of all of them. But a lot of times then they go in there and then they see more stuff. So now they're cutting into bone. Now they're cutting into the lamina or the facet joints and creating more room in the canal. Or then if it's even more serious, you know, then they're doing things like a fusion. And spinal fusion is the least successful, I think, of all surgeries and the most risky. You know, then they're putting plates and bolts in there. I remember I was at a seminar last year and had all different doctors, chiropractors, physiatrists, neurosurgeons. It was the neurosurgeons who were up there showing slides of pedicle screws going in too far and hitting arteries and screws breaking. And this is the nerve. This is not me. This is the neurosurgeon saying they said spinal fusion has a 35% success rate. That's coming from the surgeon at the seminar. And he goes, and even if it is successful, they say they fuse L4-5. Well, now 4 or 5 years later, you're looking at surgery above or below because that area has to work harder because, you know, it's got to make up for you to be able to move because L4-5 is not, it's fused, it's not moving. So those areas break down. Now you need surgery there. You can see just from, you know, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is, I always say, he has more money than God. He's got the best neurosurgeons in the world. And he just had maybe 6 months ago his seventh back surgery, right? Because a lot of times one leads to two, leads to three. So I'm not telling anyone not to have surgery. I'm just saying exhaust all non-surgical measures first before maybe making that. And there's certain times where I'm going to send you, if you're losing bowel or bladder control, you're going right to surgery. And these are serious issues, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, most of these disc herniations and sciatica issues, you could be treated non-surgically and do great.
What is their goal when they are going in? What do they want the end result to be?
Well, their end result, these dogs, remember, these surgeons, they're no different than me. They want to help their patients just like I do. They want to get them out of pain. So, you know, I know in their heart, that's their best interest. And their goal is to create more room in that spinal canal or that nerve exits. That's the goal of surgery. They're cutting that disc material out to create more room for that nerve. Or they're opening up the hole where the, what we call the foramen, where the nerve exits to create more room. But the difference is they've got to cut. They've got to take bone away. You know, they got to cut tissue, and there's risk. There's risk of infection. There's risk of excess bleeding, scar tissue formation. There's just more risk. So we're not saying surgery is bad or not necessary at times, but why go to the riskiest thing first? Why wouldn't you try all non-surgical procedures first that aren't as risky or not risky at all? And then if you get well that way, you've avoided a surgery, right? If those don't work, well, guess what? Surgery's there waiting for you.
So then how does decompression solve the issue that they're trying to solve with surgery?
So I'm trying to create more room via non-surgical spinal decompression. I'm trying to create more room in that canal where that nerve exits by drawing in disc material. So there's all sorts of pre-post MRIs on the research with spinal decompression showing a change in the disc. You know, maybe it's gone from 8 millimeters to 4, but that was enough to get off that nerve root. And now all of a sudden you heal and you get better. Right? The pain goes away. The pain gets out of your leg. We've taken that disc off that nerve root. Now we've created more room for that nerve to exit out down your leg or just in the canal itself.
So as I understand it, the process of the decompression actually creates, in a sense, a suction on the part of the disc to suck the material back in?
That's correct. So it puts a negative pressure in the disc to cause a vacuum effect, just like a vacuum, to draw in both fluid and nutrients and to draw in disc material.
And then it can heal itself?
And then it allows for healing of it, the body to heal itself. We're creating room there, so now the body can do its job. You know, Dave, there's a really big, the biggest research right now is happening as we speak, and it's funded by Stanford and the Department of Defense. It's at the University of South Florida, and it's the first, I believe it's an actual triple-blind study. And this is one of the largest studies. And the reason the Department of Defense is funding this study is because military has 30% more disc herniation than non-military. And I think they're understanding that they don't want to keep sending these 19, 20, 20-year-old kids into surgery. And they're looking for ways to treat these kids non-surgically. And the pilot study came out great. That's why they funded more. And this study will be done hopefully by the end of the year.
That is a study I will look forward to covering the results with when it comes out. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, and that study is going to change more insurance companies' minds. Even though insurance does cover some of this stuff, but a lot of insurances don't. And it's studies like this that will change their minds to cover these types of procedures better.
Your treatment for back pain is really quite advanced. I mean, it is past the usual manipulation that perhaps just a normal neighborhood chiropractor has been known for, right?
Yeah, it's definitely more advanced. I mean, these are $100,000 pieces of equipment, right? And it's not just the decompression. Even the deep tissue laser and the shockwave, these are advanced therapies. And I'm a technology nuthead. I keep waiting for the next thing to come out because I'm going to probably get that for my office also. I want the best I can for my patients. And even things like stem cell, and there's certain injections that are becoming more advanced compared to just an epidural injection. You know, there's plasma-rich platelets and plasma-rich fiber, and these are injections that at least have more regenerative aspects. I think AI is going to really bring out a lot of new things technology-wise for us in just all of healthcare in general.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farinio, the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And as you can hear, today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. You can get a complimentary evaluation of your condition just by calling and scheduling an appointment. The number to call is 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. As I indicated, that's a complimentary evaluation. You have nothing to lose. You can log on to their website and learn more about them at BayAreaBackPain.com, BayAreaBackPain.com. After you look them up on the web, Call them at 650-977-3701. A person listening may be wondering, is that for me? Could I get the pain relief I crave and I need with the help of Bay Area Disc Center? You actually have, as I just indicated, you have a quick quiz on your website that can answer that question, don't you?
Yeah, that we kind of like pre-screen the patient before they come in. So, one, I have more knowledge of what I'm going to see when they walk in my door. So it's a great little quiz. Tells me how long you've had your problem. Is it going down your leg? Have you had an MRI yet? So it's questions like that that gives us a little bit more insight before the patient walks in. And so, yeah, I always recommend them to go fill that out. And always remember to bring your images in when you come in for your consultation. And remember, when you go on my website, I always tell you this, Dave, you go on my website, the first picture you see is my beautiful 88-year-old mother. And I have that. She's on my table. That's the person that's laying on the table on my website. And I have it there to tell people how safe decompression is. This is one of the safest procedures you could do. It's painless. You're going to fall asleep during treatment. I would not put my mother on my table if I thought I was going to hurt her, right? We've done thousands and thousands of these treatments. It is really safe. You're going to feel like you're in a spa.
You know, you indicated patients walking into your clinics. I would imagine some wheel into your clinics, that they are actually in so much pain that they can't walk.
We have a lot of people they come in a wheelchair because they can't walk due to pain, or a lot of people in canes and walkers due to specific conditions. But hey, think about that. They're coming in canes and walkers, yet they go through treatment and it feels fantastic. That's how painless the treatment is. And our goal for them, remember, we're not curing these patients. We're managing their condition and they're reducing their pain levels and trying to improve their function and to get so they could get back to some type of everyday life, gardening and whatever, golfing, whatever your activities are. That's what our goals are, is to get people to do that.
And so far today, we have talked about spinal decompression for sciatica, as well as for a herniated or bulging disc. Let's talk about another condition that you're able to treat. It's one that I refer to at times. I'm talking about people who have chronic back pain caused by activities like gardening or lifting or sports or, well, any other taxing physical activity. I know that I have needed to seek relief at times when I had what I called a twisted back. How do you help those of us who are, well, we're overzealous in our physical activity?
Yeah, and remember, that's not the condition. That's the cause of the condition is people going, the gardening, the golfing. I'll tell you, I had a case 2 weeks ago. And this is a patient that I had treated years ago. He had already had one surgery. Then he came in with a disc herniation, and we treated him. He did fantastic. Well, all of a sudden, he shows up in my office 2 weeks ago, pretty much in a panic, because he has a 3-day golf tournament literally in 10 days from when he came in. And it's a 3-day golf tournament with his son. And it's all that stuff's already paid for, done, and he does not want to miss it. But yet he's flared up his back. He's got pain running down his butt cheek, and he can't swing right now. And so he just says, he goes, I'll come in every day. I just want to be able to make this tournament. So we treated him frequently for 10 days. And we got him up, moving, and able to swing his club, even though I didn't recommend he do it. But Dave, this is something my sports background has taught me. If you tell an athlete that they can't do their sport, he's going to walk right out of my office and go to another doctor that will allow him to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's just their mindset, right? And I know this guy's mindset. It was either help him or he's walking out of my office. He's going to find help elsewhere. But we treated him. We got him back up, and he golfed all 3 days. I talked to him yesterday, and he says he's sore, but he made it through the whole tournament. And it was thrilled. So I told him to get back in so we could really fix you up so it doesn't happen again.
I remember, in my foolish youth, playing one of those marathon 100 holes in a day, sunrise to sunset golf tournaments, and I suffered for weeks afterwards.
It's 800. I wouldn't do 100 golf. 100 holes. Is that what you said? That's a lot.
You have to hit like three balls on every shot.
Yeah, that's a lot of swings. But again, your mindset, that's how we are. We want to do these things. So I'm the same way. Sometimes I don't listen to my own advice. I'm my own worst enemy because I want to be out there. Even at 63, I want to be out there and still playing and having fun. So sometimes we will suffer a little bit to be able to do our activities.
What you're talking about kind of reminds me about two areas of your expertise. You began working with sports medicine, with working with people who had sports injuries, and then, of course, you work with those of us who are in professions where there might be a toll on our back. You are able to really look at both of those areas, aren't you?
Yeah, as I when I first started chiropractic care, I owned sports injury centers for 15, 16 years, so I've dealt with a lot of athletes, and I know that rehab aspect. Although sometimes when you have a disc herniation, the rehab comes second. You got to calm that disc down. We want to draw that disc material in, and then once we could get them moving better, then we start with those core exercises and get that area strong. Because a lot of times with the disc herniations, these people can't move. They can't get on the floor and do any exercises. They're just in too much pain. But yeah, having both these backgrounds definitely helps us with these types of, especially more severe injuries.
Do you have very many patients come to you who have been told that their only hope is surgery?
Dave, that's a majority of my patients. Probably over half my patients are coming in because they've been told they need surgery. And the surgery's scary. There's a lot of risk. I mean, sometimes surgery's needed, but you'd be surprised. Rarely is it needed. A lot of times, these patients, we could get them back up and running and not have to have surgery. And with non-surgical spinal decompression, there's just minimal risk. I mean, I've been in practice 37 years. I've done 50,000 plus decompression treatments, and we've never had a claim against me in 37 years, so I'm going to keep it that way. But we're very safe. Decompression's really gentle, and my procedure's painless. If you're in pain when you're doing it, you don't get to do it. So yeah, it's a safer way of going to surgery. Hey, if I get understand your doctor may say you need surgery, exhaust all non-surgical measures first. If you're miserable, surgery's there waiting for you.
Not all decompression therapy is the same, is it? I mean, there are different levels of quality of that, aren't there out there?
Significantly different levels, and that's where you have to kind of be careful. A lot of these docs, they want to use the word decompression, and you're really going in there and you're kind of just getting on a little bit of a hyped up traction table, not a true decompression table. True decompression, it's got to be able to target one specific disc, and the software has to be really good to where it could keep your muscles from not guarding. Your muscles have to be completely out of play. So if we could target that one disc and keep the muscles out of play, then we could get what really decompression is, and that is the event of putting a negative pressure in the disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in the fluid and nutrients and to suck in disc material. A lot of these tables where these doctors are saying decompression, they don't do that.
And those tables, they can hurt.
Well, if it's a really just a hard traction pull, yeah, your body's going to guard. It's going to spasm. And that's the key is we got to be able to decompress that disc without your muscles going into a spasm and guarding. And if you don't have the right, really the true equipment for decompression, and then you're taking a little bit more of a chance. And not only the table, but you got to make sure the doctor has the knowledge to do decompression correctly. I mean, I teach doctors how to do this. I'm the first doctor in the state of California nationally certified in decompression. And I always tell patients, I know people want to shop, price, this and that, but I always say, well, you ask the doctor a few questions. One, is he nationally certified in spinal decompression? Does he know all the protocols by Harvard neurosurgeon Norman Shealy, who really invented all the protocols for decompression? Sometimes you go in an office and they don't pull at the right amount of pounds, or they don't have you coming in the proper amount of time. I mean, there are protocols based on research on what true decompression is. And really, you should be in there 20 to 25 sessions over 6 to 8 weeks if you really want to make a change. And then there's certain formulas on really how much weight to pull on a patient. So yeah, there's a lot of things that you want to make sure when you're going in for this type of procedure that the doctor has the knowledge and he has the proper equipment.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farrino. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And they're located in Campbell and San Mateo, two different locations. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like to have a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or you can log on to the website BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. You'll find a lot of information there. Then call them at 650-977-3701. The type of technology that you're able to use today, that was not available to you when you began, was it?
No, not at all. I mean, there's some technology, but nothing like what it is today. They didn't have these big spinal decompression tables or shockwave or deep tissue laser. You know, it was more, you know, muscle stim ice, maybe some ultrasound, and of course, you know, more manual manipulation chiropractically and then exercises. But now I got a whole host of toys in my office to really help some of these tougher problems that I couldn't really help in my past practices.
Lastly, in a previous program, you told us that you provide treatment and healing aids beyond your office, and that they can be both equipment and health supplements. What are those additional services?
Yeah, remember, you're only in my office one, two, or three times a week, let's say, for treatment. You're home all the rest of the time, so you've got to be able to do things to help your body heal. And it matters on the condition. I think that last program we did was on peripheral neuropathy, so I do give a lot of stuff, you know, a vibration plate for their feet, a laser boots, again, for their feet. That's, let's say, for peripheral neuropathy. But let's say for a disc herniation, you know, you're going to get a back brace. You're going to get supplements naturally to help with pain and inflammation. I use a CBD cream that really works well, that you can rub on your back or your neck, that penetrates really deeply. And of course, you're going to get exercises for home. You're going to get ergonomic training and balance training, especially for people with, you know, my elderly with balance issues. Remember, always tell my patients, it's not just me treating you. This is a team approach. You have to help yourself. You come in for treatment and you go out there and do something dumb and dig ditches or whatever it's going to be, you know, that you shouldn't be doing, then it's not going to work. We're going to play tug of war. So let's work together so you have longer lasting results.
Yeah, you're able to actually give us some lifestyle advice as well, aren't you? I'll give you an example. I learned long ago, fortunately, I used to wear my wallet in my back pocket, but I spend a lot of time sitting at the computer all day. I found out that that throws me off of balance, and that is, well, that's something that can cause a problem.
You're sitting on a wedge all day long, so now your pelvis is tilted all day long, and that's what we call repetitive stress. And day after day after day, now that area has been stressed, that area is going to degenerate more and have a problem, right? So yeah, ergonomics is one of the biggest issues I think people need to work on.
Folks, that is going to bring us, unfortunately, to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in Campbell and San Mateo. Isn't it great to be able to sit down and talk with someone who knows what he's talking about in the area that is causing you pain? He really knows this stuff, and he can help. If you have severe pain in your back or your neck, if you have suffered from sciatica, if you are unable to walk or you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis, and we'll cover that in another program, or maybe you have a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for a free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. 650-977-3701. Hey, they treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individual customized plans that are based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain meds, even without losing time at work. You can say yes to strength, freedom, and a pain-free future with Bay Area Disc Centers. I mean, thousands are now pain-free who thought they never could be. So again, call them at 650-977-3701 or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. www.thebacktohealth.com. We hope today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, you've been a great help to us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. It was a lot of fun today.
It always is a great time with you. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.